It's time to get yourself inside and sit down and get an extra big bucket of popcorn. You know, I am a popcorn freak. And the truth of the matter is I can never make it at home as good as I get it at the theater. It's true. Well, the next guy coming in the door, he knows a thing or two about having popcorn slathered all over the place. Ron Van Timmeren, everybody, from Celebration Cinemas. There he is. There he is. Ron?
Good day, Steve. What's up?
Good day. But, well, you know, it's coming to a close, this summer thing, And we know that. Great weekend. You got some extra time. Go catch a movie, right?
It's catch-up weekend, yes, absolutely. Because next week, every screen available will be playing It Chapter 2.
Yeah, which I'll never
see. Coming your way.
Which I'll never see.
Well, you chicken.
I
actually saw the first one. I'm kind of looking forward to the second one. It's got
really?
A great cast. But anyway, that starts next week, Thursday. This weekend, Steve, I mean, it's just a dumping ground. Although there's some good ones in here. Like, I want to see Luce, L-U-C-E.
All right.
Naomi Watts and Tim Roth are in it. Octavia Spencer, and newcomer Kelvin Harrison plays this young man who's adopted. He's a black young man adopted by a white family, and he's had a crazy history. And Octavia Spencer plays the teacher who he wrote the paper. It's kind of got a little violent thing going in this theme of his paper. And so things are not what they seem. Is this kid a school shooter, a sociopath, just a confused young man? I really like the look of Luce.
I like Tim Roth in pretty much, well, everything. You know, I think Tim Roth is great.
And Octavia Spencer, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. I love them both. I agree with you on that. So, that gets a good mark going in. Next.
After the Wedding, another good cast here. Michelle Williams, Julianne Moore, Billy Crudup. Story is set as sort of a drama where Michelle Williams is running a charity. Julianne Moore's got a lot of money. They meet up, but she figures out that Billy Crudup is now Julianne's husband, and they have a history, Michelle and Billy, you see. So it's one of those love triangle dramas after the wedding. That looks pretty interesting. Don't Let Go, probably the biggest of the new movies this week. David Oyelowo plays a man who just has a family tragedy, only to have one of the members of his family who dies in this tragedy call him, like, from the grave, or is she a ghost, or is he crazy? Don't Let Go looks like an interesting drama as well.
So, you got some good things going on here. And you got a pile of them. You got a couple more.
Yeah, Bennett's War, story of a veteran coming back from service and his life and times. Killer Man, Liam Hemsworth, in a crime drama, which is really getting terrible reviews. But if you like a good action crime drama, Killer Man might be your choice. And Steve, there is an Indian movie that's actually getting a big release on IMAX this weekend called Se Ho, and it is starring one of the biggest Bollywood stars out there, Prabhas here. You remember him from Bahubali 1 and Bahubali 2, right?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, my goodness. This looks like one of the bigger Bollywood titles to come to the U.S. this weekend on IMAX and some regular screens as well.
So what did you say? Bahubali 1? What did you say?
Bahubali 1 and then the sequel Bahubali 2 were big vehicles for Prabhas coming into the U.S. market. So,
right. Bahubali for Hubali. So, I got it. I'm writing that down. Gruber, you don't know doodly.
There's the re-release of Spider-Man Far From Home, an extended cut, extra few minutes in that movie. Listen, last week's surprise, Angel Has Fallen. There's another one to play catch-up on.
So help me here.
Where Secret Service agent Gerard Butler and President Morgan Freeman in the mix here. And Steve, my favorite worth checking out this week, the Peanut Butter Falcon. Have you heard of that?
No, I have not. No, I have not.
Well,
or Bahubali Snoobly either. Go ahead.
It's Shia LaBeouf, Dakota Johnson, and a young actor, never before on camera, who is a Down syndrome young man, and he steals the show in sort of this Huck Finn sort of Mark Twain storyline. I really love the Peanut Butter Falcon. That's my go-to special pick this weekend.
All right, and I have to ask you one thing here. Did Spider-Man get sold? I mean, from Disney or whatever to Sony or something like that.
Sony always had the rights to Spider-Man, and only recently did they start including Spider-Man and the new Tom Holland as that star in the Marvel Comics universe, which, of course, is owned by Disney. But now Disney said, you're a little bit too successful. We want a bigger cut of the pie. And Sony said, no, thank you. We'll keep making Spider-Man movies on our own. So there was just a little divorce there, Steve.
I got you. My daughter was all upset and engrossed in the Spider-Man controversy and drama, so I just had to sort it out for myself. I need to know that Spider-Man is safe and sound.
Safe and sound at Sony, and the Marvel Comics will keep coming out of Disney, and one of these days maybe they'll wise up and fix things. But for now, there's going to be plenty more Spider-Man movies.
We're going to need counseling for this, marriage counseling for Spider-Man. All right, to get into these movies, the best thing to do is to get the app, right, Ron?
A Celebration Cinema app. Download that wherever you get great apps, or CelebrationCinema.com. And, do play a little catch-up this weekend because everybody's going to want to see It.
All right,
Chapter 2, starting next Thursday.
Thank you, Ron. I'll see you at the Peanut Butter Falcon. There he goes. He's out the door. Ron Van Timmeren, where will we see you?
See you at the movies, Steve.
There he goes. I got it done there. Got it all done. All done, all done. Let's see here. Peanut Butter Falcon. That seems all right. Yeah, you know, my daughter was all obsessed with the Spider-Man thing, which is whatever, you know. It's reasonably harmless. At any rate, still to come this morning, Pat Kolbeck is going to be here, former Michigan State Senator, former governor candidate here in Michigan. He wants to talk about the road plans, taxes, your wallet, patience, memory, all of it. Plus, from Ford Motor Company, man, we've got a big announcement. Can't tell you about it right now. Big announcement from Ford Motor Company coming up with the program. Moments away. Sit tight. We'll be right back.